A bill to decriminalize possession of a small amount of marijuana received preliminary approval in Pittsburgh City Council today. It was the subject of a packed public hearing yesterday. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed brings us some of the voices of people whose lives and communities would be affected by the change.
Every seat in the gallery of council chambers was filled during Tuesday's hearing with people like cancer patient Mark Knezovich.
I risk arrest, and my friends risk arrest every time we try and get my medicine. And I just want to say that I need it, and it really helps. And I hate to get arrested for it. Thank you.
Students, grandparents, veterans, activists, and young professionals were among those who spoke in favor of the bill. Many of them shared deeply personal stories, pleading with tears in their eyes for council to decriminalize the possession of cannabis. Nina Mitchell lives in Beachview. Her 11-year-old granddaughter has Dravet syndrome, a rare and severe form of epilepsy that causes hundreds of seizures a day.
A year ago tomorrow, she took her first steps out of a wheelchair after 10 years of not being able to move. She took her first steps after a few drops of oil and also started to talk. She's been nonverbal her whole life. I'm sorry, I'm so upset, but this is her life at stake here. When I came home, I faced calls from the DEA, Child Youth Services, and they want to take the children away from us that we are fighting to save. And we go to Harrisburg as often as we can. I'm sorry, but I just like to tell you that we're not criminals. We're not criminals, and neither are any of these people back here.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
Julia Johnson from East Liberty says when she was 15, she and some friends got caught by undercover police officers right as they were about to smoke. She says the officers interrogated them for 20 minutes.
They said if we handed over the drugs, they would just throw it away and we would be free to go. But if they searched us and found something, then we would be in big trouble. They even threatened to call for female officers to come search us girls. Eventually, I gave in and handed over the bag of weed, feeling terrified and like I had no choice. They took down my information and let us go. I got a letter in the mail ordering me to appear before a magistrate judge for summary offense charges of disorderly conduct.
Johnson says she was ordered to complete 30 hours of community service, and the charge never went on her permanent record, but it still made a permanent impact.
I remember feeling angry. I lost trust in police officers after that because I realized that they had lied to, harassed, and bullied a group of 15-year-old kids who didn't know their rights into incriminating themselves. And I was resentful of the fact that if the judge had instead placed the offense on my criminal record, I would have lost out on scholarship opportunities and job offers for using a plant that caused no harm to myself or others.
Iodeji Young lives in Homewood and works as a site supervisor for youth places. He says marijuana isn't a gateway to other drugs. For young African American men, it's a gateway to police harassment and violence.
If a young black male gets jumped out on and has a bag of weed, first when he sees the police, he's nervous. So automatically he thinks it's going to be a confrontation. Now when the police jump out on him, even if he has a bag of weed on him, what is he probably going to do? Take off running. And when the police catch him after taking off running with that little bag of weed on him, he's not going to get arrested soft. You can guarantee that. That leads to him being arrested hard and those extra problems that come along with that. Police abuse, police brutality, and all of those things. Also, I just commend everybody in here for even admitting that they smoke marijuana, because black males such as myself can't even admit that in public without a stigma being on it. So, thank you.
To be clear, the bill doesn't mean cannabis is legal in Pittsburgh. Possession can still garner a fine of $25, $100 for smoking it in public. But it does mean possession of fewer than 30 grams would no longer land someone in jail or give them a criminal record. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.